Good afternoon, everyone. This is Jerry. I'm with a program called Powder River Letterbuck. You're listening to KRFC Fort Collins.
You are now listening to the one and only kids show, where kids rock Fort Collins and the Northern Front Range.
Oh, what joy for every girl and boy.
Did you ever see the faces of the children? They get so excited.
I am a child.
I am a child.
Song begin
to wait.
Watch out.
We are having a great time. The party's already started, and we've been partying in here for a while, huh?
Party!
We have a room full of really cool kids and some adults, some parents as well. We're going to introduce you to them here. This is Vincent, live on the Kids Show in the KRFC studios, and having a really special time here. We're gonna start on my left and kind of go around in a circle. There's a young man to the left of me, and what is your name?
My name is Dr. Noyes.
Dr. Noyes from DrNoyes.com. N-O-I-Z-E.
N-O-I-Z-E, like that's right. I'm
D,
not a very...
Like D. Snyder.
I'm not a real good speller like...
like some people. And Sydney? We have Sydney there. Hi, Sydney.
Hi.
How old are you, Sydney?
7.
You're 7. And Riley? Hi, Riley.
5.
You're 5. And you are both daughters of Dr. Noyes. Look at that. And your mom is in the studio here with us, too. Hi, Ella.
Hi, Bob.
Ella, how old are you, Ella?
I'm
very nice. And how about you, Kai? Kai, you want to speak into the mic there? How old are you, Kai? Uh-huh. You're 4. That was very dramatic. I see a theatrical future in this young man. This is really good. Who might y'all like to say hi to as we start the show? Dr. Noyes?
I would like to say hi to everybody in the studio. How are you kids doing today?
Good.
Awesome.
Awesome.
If you're doing awesome, say, we're awesome.
We're awesome.
I knew it. You didn't have to tell me.
Very cool. Well, thank you. Anybody else, or is that for now? Who else do we need to say hi to? Everybody out there,
I'd
huh?
like to say hi to all 4 Beatles.
All 4?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, say hi to her.
I'm reading a biography of one of them guys.
Are
one
you?
Of those guys right now. Yeah.
I just heard who Sydney's going to say hi to.
Oh, Sydney, who would you like to say hi to?
My teacher.
Your sister?
No. My teacher.
Oh, your teacher. What is your teacher's name?
Miss Ashcroft.
Miss Ashcroft. Hi, Miss Ashcroft. How about you, Riley? Would you like to say hi to somebody?
My teacher.
A little closer to the mic there, please.
My teacher.
And what is your teacher's name?
Mrs. Schrait.
Mrs. Schrait?
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. Anybody else?
She's way better than Mrs. Crooked.
Okay. How about you, Ella? Anybody you want to say hi to specifically? I know your folks are here in the studio today. Was there anybody else? Was there a grandparent?
Mama.
Mama? Okay.
Hi,
what about...
Mommy.
This is great. Hi, Kai. Hey, Kai, is there somebody you want to say hi to, Kai?
Daddy.
Want to say hi to Daddy?
Hi, Daddy.
How about, is it Gigi and... Gigi and Grumps? Did I say that right?
Yeah.
Gigi and Grumps. Hi, Gigi and Grumps.
Mm-hmm.
That's great for them to be listening to the show. Really fun time here.
Do you want to say hi to your teachers?
Serious brownie points if you do. I mean, honestly, yeah.
Give them a shout-out.
Okay. Well, you know, if you decide later you want to do that, we can come back and we'll ask you a little later in the show. So thank you all for being here. And I thought it would be fun to have... bunch of kids in here. Is Dr. Noyes is here. Dr. Noyes, DrNoyes.com. And you're part of the kids' music adventure at the New West Fest for the second year in a row, is that right?
Third year in a row.
Oh, the third
actually.
Year.
And yet, you know, since Ella and Kai didn't do it, could I just give a shout out to my first grade teacher, Mrs. Bryant in Los Altos, California?
Hey, Los Altos.
Hi, Mrs. Bryant.
Very cool. Hi, Miss Bryant.
Yeah. Anyways, yes, I'm a part of Kids Music Adventure. The New West Fest Bohemian Nights is an awesome festival.
Yeah, it's
one of
unique.
The coolest things. Oh, I get to play all year, and I play all over the country, and it's a totally unique festival. I really don't play any other festival like it with great artists. It's all free.
It's very interactive with you. Yeah, that's a big part of who you are, is you're very interactive with the kids. The moment you walked in the studio, the other kids from the other families were here, and you were just completely interacting with them.
It's not so much that I like kids, it's just that I really don't like adults. No.
By default, it's the kids.
I like it. You know, it's nice hanging out with people of your maturity level. So.
I can relate to that. So now Saturday, the same day as Earth, Wind, and Fire...
Yes.
Is playing in downtown Fort Collins.
It's not just Earth, and it's not just Wind, by the way. It's Earth, Wind, and Fire. They're all fire. Three of them are playing.
Well, actually, the fourth element is noise, N-O-I-Z-E.
A lovely segue.
Covered there. Yeah. So 4:30 to 5.
4:30 to
5 on Saturday. This Saturday, right by the Fort Collins Original Library, by the museum.
That's right, yeah.
And prior to you being on from 4:30 to 5, there is also theater, workshops going on, which you're kind of like a really cool workshop in and of yourself, but where kids can come up and there's a petting museum, I think, for instruments and all that sort of fun stuff where kids can come up and you get
an
kids
instrument
playing.
Petting zoo?
Yes.
Is that what you just told me?
That's what the website said.
That sounds awesome.
I couldn't make that stuff
up. There are a lot. Every year I play, I don't know, you know, exactly what's going to be there this year, but every year there's all this cool interactive kid stuff. And yes, the show is very interactive. I bring kids up on stage and they sing and they dance like funkadelic maniacs, and they do crazy things, and we feed the children to live hippos during the show. It's do we do that, Ella? What do you think? Do we feed the kids to live hippos during the show, Sydney?
No.
No, okay. We actually stopped doing that. Some of the parents kind of complained, so we stopped doing that.
Oh. Well, I think that's a segue as far as the kids and singing, because we're going to try something here where we're going to play a song, and if the kids are more than welcome to sing along with these, so we're going to give this a try. We're going to hear, what was the song, Corey?
Welcome to Grammaropolis, is that what you're going to play?
Yes.
All right, this is a song there's a single of mine that was a hit on XM Sirius Kids Radio this summer. It was in the top 10, and there is a really cool animated video online. You can check it out at drnoise.com or other places, grammaropolis.com. And it teaches kids about grammar, but it teaches them in a way that hopefully they don't know that they're learning about
grammar. Which is the best
grammar.
Way to learn. Yeah. It doesn't even seem. Now, that was a pretty big hit on XM and Sirius.
XM, yeah.
Sirius? I'm serious about that, too.
You're serious. Totally. I'm always serious.
Live on the kids' show?
KRFC
88.9 FM.
This is not that song, so please don't sing along. Hey, action verbs are great words, always making sure they're heard. They animate the eyes on your face. When they're feeling transitive, they hang it with the nouns. This is an energizer, person, or place. Linking verbs are sidekicks, giving action verb tips, usually a form of defeat. She said that I'm a mellow yellow Cinderella, not to say I'm jello, nothing's really bothering me. Well, here's a noun that I've found on this grammar ground, wrapped around a person, place, or a thing. He likes to follow the verb or adjective word. Don't mess around with the nouns, cause they name everything. Oh, now everybody sing, welcome to Grammaropolis, and subject of Metropolis. I think I am the awfulest in Grammaropolis. Hey! Cause I'm prepositioned to populate the start of a phrase. I've got the map and the compass, and I'll kick your verbal rumpus into super high gear, lead you every play. Hey, 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 I say welcome to Grammaropolis. It's such a tough metropolis. I think I am the alphalist of Grammaropolis. Hey!
Grammaropolis.
Grandma, it's not Grammaropolis. It's Grammar.
pass it down.
We'll do it for half what Nelly's normally charged.
Who's normal? What's normal? Who's normal? How normal? Gather round, join in. When we're together, we all win a little middle riddle. I'm conjunctions are a junction with a function. Not compunction nor dysfunction. Joining words and workers combined. Birds. And Mr. Slang rang, words absurd. Don't tell mom you used that word slang. It's when a poopy becomes a turd.
I'll pretend I never heard.
Thank you, Grandma. Welcome to Grammaropolis. It's such an upper dropolis. I think I am the awfulest of Grammaropolis. Hey!
Grandma blows him a kiss. There's no laughing. This is a radio studio. Stop it! Stop it!
We're having way too much fun here.
You know, very these kids cool. Over here, Ellen and Kai, are almost as bad as my kids. Almost.
Almost. Yeah. Vincent here on the Kids Show Live. I'm here with Dr. Noyes, who just did that. That's one of your songs, Welcome to Grammaropolis. And we're also here with Sydney and Riley. Hi, Sydney and Riley.
Hi.
Ages 7 and 5, did I get that right? And Ella and Kai, aged 5 and 4.
I'm 4.
Having a really good time playing some music here.
How do you and, think now? I'm 4.
4. What was I thinking? I don't know what I was
you
thinking.
You look and act so 5, though, Ella.
I'm so we're going to
seriously.
I want to ask you, Ella, anything you want to say right now? Want to talk about something into the microphone? What do you think? Anything you want to say?
Anything you want to say?
I like peanut butter and jelly.
Are you serious? I like peanut butter and jelly, too. Do you have any?
I like pickles.
I like pickles.
There's actually a really famous song. Wasn't it called peanut butter jelly? Well, of course, your banana song.
I have a song about bananas.
You have a banana song.
Very, very delicious.
I learned the lyrics to that pretty quick.
Yeah, you're
very impressive.
My girls hate pickles. Yuck.
I love pickles.
Oh, okay. It's ice cream they hate. Sorry, it's ice cream they hate.
How about you, Kai? Anything you want to say right now, Kai? What do you think? Want to say anything on the microphone? Or you just want to listen right now? You want to think about, okay, you think about that. Yes, I want to ask you, Sydney, how about you? Because you two are, according to Dr. Noyes, the superhero daughters, is that right?
Yeah.
That's what I've heard.
Sydney and Riley are both action-adventure superhero daughters.
No.
Am I right about that?
No.
You guys like to run around and be crazy, right?
Yeah.
They're super soccer players, by the way. They are.
Super
they
soccer.
Totally dominate their father on the soccer field. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I like that.
Sometimes I play against them, and I always win.
Not true.
Who wins when we play soccer?
Us. Oh.
They win. They win.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys play any sports?
No.
No.
What do you do in the winter? Up in the mountains.
In the
ski.
Deep.
Oh. Do you really? Do you ski?
Yeah.
We've been talking about whether we should start skiing, you know, whether we're like old enough, you know, all that stuff.
And then there's the whole snowboarding question.
You know, I'm so old that I have to learn about snowboarding. I feel like an old man when I hear about snowboarding. It's like a kid's sport, you know. So
Corey, I wanted to ask you about a little bit about your background.
Yes.
You have music study, obviously, and you were a teacher.
I was raised by monkeys on the Isle of Phlonius, yes.
That's right.
Phlonius. Raised by monkeys.
Phineas.
Yes. No, go ahead.
Okay,
I was a high school teacher. I was a high school
monkeys.
Music teacher for 5 years in California. I loved it. I was a choir director, and I taught music composition and recording, and even had a required classical music history course, which was a total party.
Okay.
And I studied music at Stanford, which was really, really fun. And now I run around with 7-year-olds. So
yeah, what was the transition like for you to make that transition?
Was there a transition? The transition from high school to oh, that was really honestly. Here's a little secret for everybody listening. High school kids and you know, kids in elementary school are almost exactly the same. They're both fun, and they're not as serious and worried about everything as adults are. So there really is not as big of a difference as everybody thinks there is, which is a very good thing.
What I really like about your music is that I'm fairly new to your music, is that you're able to incorporate rhythms and instrumentation that adults really like too. And I'm seeing more and more of that, which is really a good sign with kids' music, where the adults know that they're going to be listening. When a child likes a song, you're going to be hearing it, I think it's safe to say, numerous times. So
yes,
for the adult to be in an environment where they like the music as well and they can hear different things, the more times they listen to it, I'm picking up this in it and so forth.
That's why I like to write about deep intellectual concepts like banana.
Like bananas.
Now, you are absolutely right. When I had young children, we would go see kids' entertainment, and I always loved it because the kids loved it, but I didn't necessarily love it because I loved it. And so one of the things I thought was it would be fun to create a show and create songs and stuff that kids and adults could actually enjoy together. And part of that, you're right, is the level of musicianship and the production quality and the humor that isn't necessarily solely targeted at you know, 3-year-olds.
And you've worked with some pretty good people with your production team and so forth?
Yeah, we have, if you're referring to the CDs, I have Huey Lewis's horn section is on
That's
it.
That's right.
Chris Isaac's guitar player, who's a friend of mine. We grew up in the same area. Plays all the guitar parts, a Grammy-nominated string quartet called Quartet San Francisco, and a big famous opera singer for the 7 people in the audience who know anything about opera, a guy named Nathan Gunn, plays Placido Flamingo on the CD.
How did you come up with these really extensively experienced folks? Did they come through your music and their kids, or just
actually, in all cases except the Quartet San Francisco, I knew them.
Okay.
I've been involved... I did soundtrack work. I did documentary soundtracks and things like that, and I was involved in the Bay Area music scene for a long time. If you look closely at that list of people, they're all top-notch San Francisco Bay Area people.
I see. Really
and
nice.
So I had known them through other musical projects, and we'd become friends, and so that's basically how it worked. Actually, Nathan Gunn, the way I know him is he married the daughter of my childhood piano teacher. So that one was a strange...
It's great how those connections come up, that you don't really have control over a lot of connections in your life. You just kind of have to be aware of them, I guess.
Well, and he was a great guy. I mean, in the studio... As I said, probably, you know, there aren't very many people who follow opera that deeply, but Nathan Gunn is huge in opera. He's a big star, and he totally got it. I mean, he was so funny when he recorded his parts.
Right.
And he totally got that he was supposed to be spoofing himself, essentially. And he has 5 kids. He's 38 years old, and he has 5 kids. So
very brave man.
Yes, he was into it. So it was a treat to work with him.
Nice. This is Vincent live on The Kids Show. I'm speaking with Dr. Noise, whose website is www.doctornoize.com. And
excellent
you can
spelling.
See him next Saturday at the New West Fest, the Kids Music Adventure taking place over by the library and the Children's Museum. And you'll be on stage from 4:30 to 5. Now, you're going to be inviting kids up on stage to get involved.
Yeah, mostly so I don't have to do as much work.
That's
but,
right.
I mean, there are other reasons, too. And I also bring unsuspecting parents and adults up on stage, which is part of the fun as well.
Mm-hmm. And your CD, the Dr. Noise's CD, The Ballad of Phineas McBoof.
The Ballad of Phineas McBoof, a true story, yeah.
Doing quite well.
I've been very fortunate.
Yeah. So. Kara FC 88.9 FM with having a great time here with Dr. Noise, Sydney, Riley, Ella, and Kai. I like the rowdiness in here. We have bodies flying in here. This is Dr. Noise. You need to like lighten up and
one more.
Relax. I mean, you're so serious with the kids. Little patchwork, right. And we'll be set. This is good.
Yeah.
I thought it'd be really great. This is a really cool blue guitar that you have.
Yeah.
You'll see a blue guitar every day.
Can you guys see that on the radio audience, this blue guitar?
It's blue.
I never
like it.
Ever play the blues on this blue guitar, though.
Oh. That's surprising. Well, you don't seem like a blue kind of guy to me.
You know, this mic totally cracks me up because it never stays up.
Yes, that
Woo!
Is...
Woo! There it goes back.
We paid extra for that.
Yeah.
What are we going to hear?
Well, you know what maybe we should do? Should we do a little banana before we do anything else?
Yes, and I memorized most of the words to this. I'm very impressed. Yes,
are you? Okay.
I'm very impressed.
Now, no matter what, I don't want anybody singing along or clapping to this song. Okay, Sydney and Riley, you can come over here if you want because I just stole your mic. Sing along if you must. Banana, 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 banana. Good clapping, Alec. Banana, 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 banana. There's no laughing this year. Banana, banana, banana. Shh. Oh, banana, banana, banana. Everybody out there in Radio Land, you can hear why this was a big hit song. Because it's chock full of educational value. Or maybe not. Now, everybody in Radio Land and everybody in the audience here, I'm going to teach you the words. First, I'll give you a hint. The first word is a piece of fruit. I'll give you one more hint. The first word almost rhymes with bonanza. I've got a kid here, pumping in front of me, in front of the mic. I love it. If you know the first word, yell it at Dr. Noise right now.
Banana!
Everybody clap and sing with me. Banana, banana, banana. It's your louder, Kai. Good job. Banana, banana, banana. Banana, 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 and in the mic. Banana, banana, banana. Banana, banana, banana. Banana, banana, banana. Banana, 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 banana. Banana, banana, banana. You know I'm a big fan of bananas. Banana. Here's the last line. Everybody sings. Bananas. Here we go. One, two. Bananas. Eat red meat.
Bravo.
Woo! Well, that's very nice. Wow. And Riley.
Dr. Noise.
Yes.
Like that. Thank you.
I love love songs. I mean, really.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was fruity. Mm-hmm. I liked it.
Ella and Kai, you guys were rocking over there. I'm not sure if anybody could hear Ella, because you didn't have a mic there, but Ella, you were rocking.
Dr. Noise will be at the Kids Music Adventure, part of the New West Fest, upcoming Saturday from 4:30 to 5 over by the Children's Museum. Mm-hmm. And what kind of things could kids expect when they come see you? They're going to be rushing up on stage to be singing banana songs and stuff.
Well, they can expect that I will sing very calm, gentle songs about sharing. Actually, they can expect a little bit of a hyper rock and roll show. I've got a whole bunch of instruments, and what I do, I have a guitar, a keyboard, and a saxophone, and drums, and mics, and a kazoo. There's no laughing. We're on the radio. Stop. And then I have a computer.
The sales of the kazoos in the next couple weeks are going to skyrocket.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. And then I have a computer. Have you guys ever heard of these things called computers, kids? Yeah. Them there, computers? Well, so what we do is I layer the instruments one by one and therefore sort of build a big, you know, band sound. Because, you know, I'm too cheap to have a band, basically, and it's too much fun to do it on my own.
That's right.
And then what happens is I bring the kids up.
Yes.
To, you know, record some of their vocals and help choose what instrument gets added next and stuff like that. And, you know, dance and do all sorts of crazy stuff. So it really, it's no fun. It's no fun.
It doesn't seem like fun at all.
I have a very rough job. It's like,
I don't even know why I invited you in here.
Yeah,
it's like
total
so
work. It's, rough job,
Now tell us about Dr. Noise Incorporated. Isn't that an impressive word to be able to say?
Yeah, it is.
I can't say Vincent Incorporated.
Vincent,
if I did, people would just laugh.
I actually am Dr. Noise Incorporated now. Well, my company is, which is fairly hilarious. It's a new development. As of June 1st, I have a partnership with a company from Hong Kong called Outblaze. They have an animation and computer games studio called Dream Cortex. But the interesting thing is these people do all the 3D animated videos and games for Hello Kitty and for Ben 10 and Tom and Jerry. And Dr. Noise is their next sort of brand. We're doing 3D animated videos, iPad apps, iPhone apps, computer games. It's pretty crazy. And so, yeah, I am probably the only CEO of a multimedia company with real resources that gets to tour the country as a family rock star. So I have a really, really rough job.
Somebody has to do that.
Yeah.
Somebody has to do it.
Yeah, somebody has to do it. But it really is amazing having animators actually working on, like, my stuff. That's crazy. So right there, that's right.
And the animators these days, they are quite amazing.
The animators that we have are, I mean, sounds like I'm showing off, but I'm going to show off. They're incredible.
Yeah,
I mean, the 3D animated models of the characters we've got. And Sydney and Riley, have you guys been helping me with them? We come up with a couple different versions of the characters, and then Sydney and Riley come in and they say, yeah, I think the pink stripe should stay or the pink stripe should go. I mean, we have experts. You see what I'm talking about?
We've got
experts working
expertise.
On this.
Yeah. What do you think, Ella? Kai, what do you guys think over there? Yeah? Kind of cool, huh?
Do you guys like watching videos? Well, in about 4 months, you can go to drnoise.com and you can see Dr. Noise videos and computer games and stuff like that. And the only thing I can promise is it will be no fun at all.
So definitely don't go there.
Because I'm against fun.
No, you're not.
Oh, yeah, let's give them their mic back.
I think this live music, I like. You want to do another song?
Okay, here we go. After all that. Okay, actually, you know what? Should we give them the mic? Let's try one for me.
Sure, let's do that.
I like having it. Okay, now, let's do a little.
Now, is that over enough? Do we need to give them this one?
One won't stay up.
Okay.
I don't know.
That's fine.
What do you and the radio audience think? Which mic should we use? Should we use this mic? Or should we use that mic?
Call right now and place your vote.
Okay, now, you tell me if I need to move this mic somewhere else. Now, here's the deal.
All right.
I think we'll do a song called Don't Be Silly. This is off the Dr. Noise album, The Ballad of Phineas and Phoebe. And there's only one rule in this song, and that rule is no silliness allowed. No silliness. You promise me, Ella?
I will laugh.
No! And there's only one interesting thing about this song. Would you guys like to know what it is? How about you, Kai? Would you like to know what it is?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, this song is in seven beats per measure.
I want to know.
Most songs are in 3 or 4 beats per measure. This one's in 7. Raise your hand in the audience at home and here if you can count to 7. Who can count to 7? All right, we've got a bunch of people who can count to 7. Prove it. Ready? Count with me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Good. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to count to 7 and then 5, and then we're going to say, don't be silly. So we go like this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Don't be silly. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Don't be silly. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Don't be silly.
Good. 2. And radio hosts can do it too. 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Don't be silly.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Don't be silly. Ooh, folly, lolly, my moo. Ooh, folly, molly, my moo. Very good. Give yourselves a round of applause.
Yeah.
Now, if you guys can count to 7, raise your hand if you can count to 6. Who can count to 6? Ooh, Vincent can count to...
I can.
Everybody in this studio can count to 6. So here's how it works. By the way, I'm going to play a kazoo solo during this song. Don't get too excited, okay? Now, it goes 6, then 4, then don't be silly. Let's start with the counting. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4. Don't be silly. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Don't be silly.
Very good. Now, I do the kazoo solo, and you say the don't be sillies. Are you ready, Ella?
Yes.
Here we go. 1, 2, 3, here we go.
Don't be silly.
Very nice. All right. Now, the final section. of this incredibly serious song is the most difficult counting exercise of all. Are you guys up for it?
Whatever.
Are you? Okay, good. Now, here's how it works. When you hear the shark theme, which sounds like this, Kai, this one's about sharks, but don't worry. Dr. Noise is not afraid of sharks. Are you ready? When you hear the shark theme, which sounds like this, then you guys go, jump! Can you do that? Just like the shark says, jump! After the shark theme, don't worry, I won't be afraid, and I'm sure Vincent won't either. Here we go.
Maybe
go like this.
Too.
Yeah, you can. Show him how to do it, Riley. Show him. Jump, and with the mouth, you go what?
Jump.
Jump! Very good. Are you ready?
Jump!
Quick on his feet.
Okay, now, here's the hardest counting exercise of all. Are you ready?
Yeah.
It's three, then chomp, then three, then chomp, then seven, then chomp. Are you with me?
Yeah.
It's three, then
chomp,
chomp, then three, then
chomp,
and then
seven,
then chomp. One, two, here we go. One, two, three, chomp.
Jump.
One, two, three, chomp.
Jump.
One, two, three, four,
jump.
Five, six, seven.
Jump.
One, two,
jump.
One, two, three, chomp.
Jump.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
Jump.
Very good. That was good.
Yeah.
Shall we go for greatness?
Whew.
Who wants to go for greatness? Let's see if we can cut out those chomps on three the third time through. So it's three, then chomp, three, then chomp, then seven, then chomp. And if the radio host doesn't chomp too, we will go chomp him after the song.
Uh-oh.
Are you ready? If you guys are ready, say, I'm ready.
I'm ready.
One, two, here we go. One, two, three,
jump.
One, two, three,
jump.
One, two, three,
jump.
Five, six, seven.
Jump.
One, two, three,
jump.
One, two, three,
jump.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
Jump.
Sharks only want to be loved and adored like everyone else until they eat you. One more big jump on three. One, two, three,
jump.
You know what, Vincent? I could tell, kids, I could tell that Vincent is really scared of you because he really started chomping after I told him that you guys were going to chomp him if he didn't. Am I right about that?
That was a great incentive, though.
Anyway.
That was a great
incentive. But chomp him anyways, you can chomp him if you want. Yeah.
I can run pretty fast. I've got long legs.
He does. By the way, the radio audience doesn't know this, but this is the first thing I noticed when I got here. Vincent is seriously like 7.5 feet tall.
Maybe eight.
Vincent is giant.
I shrink during the day, so you call
Did
me at a shorter time.
Yes.
I'm pretty tall.
It's good he's a radio host, because if it was a TV host, his head would be like out of the picture. You'd be like looking at his neck and
That's
his
right.
stomach.
I definitely have a face for radio, as they say. You are live on The Kids Show, Vincent here, 8-foot Vincent here,
yeah.
with Dr. Noise, along with Sydney, Riley, Ella, and Kai. Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Hi, Sydney.
Want to do a little... I missed that. What was that?
She had a story to tell you about Sydney jumping off the diving board, apparently.
No,
oh.
Hey, Riley.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll come right back. Yeah. We're going to do a brief weather forecast. It's about 15 minutes to go. Having a very laid-back and mellow time here in the studio, I would say. Yeah, we're going to... Yeah?
Yeah?
Pretty good time, huh?
I'm not having any fun at all.
It is currently 83 degrees in Troy City of Fort Collins. And tonight we're looking for mostly cloudy skies, chance of thunderstorms in the evening, and a slight chance of rain showers after midnight, lows in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, Monday, partly sunny with a slight chance of rain showers in the morning, and then mostly cloudy with a chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs around 80, and Monday night, chance of thunderstorms, 40%, lows in the mid-50s. Tuesday, partly sunny. Highs in the lower 80s. Tuesday night will be lows in the mid-50s. Just a very slight chance of thunderstorms that day. Finally, Wednesday and Wednesday night, partly cloudy. Highs 86 to 92. Lows in the upper 50s. Hello, everybody. How we doing?
Good.
Yeah? Having a great time. Wanted to mention your upcoming performance at the New West Fest again.
Oh,
Dr.
Yeah.
Noise. Going to be at the Children's Museum stage Saturday from 4:30 to 5 p.m. And that's the same day as Earth, Wind, and Fire. Earth, Wind, Fire, and Noise, which are the four elements.
Earth, Wind, Fire, and Noise, the four elements, yes.
Yes.
And so, ice cream, I believe, is the fifth element. I'm not sure about that.
And then chocolate, I think, has to be in there, too. Wanted to actually ask you, how you doing, Ella?
Good.
Anything you want to talk about right now? What do you think? Anything you want to say? You having a good time?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
I quit.
On air.
I think that was like the most classic thing that's ever been said on the show. Nice job, Kai. I like that.
Kai, that was awesome.
That was really good. Yeah. We liked it a lot.
So now that you're quitting radio, what are you going to do instead?
I'm sorry.
My birthday is on August 26th.
August 26th? We're singing like an early happy birthday song?
Oh, let's do it. Let's do it.
I say we do it.
Right.
Can we sing an early happy birthday song? You're going to be 5 years old. Is that right?
You're
going to be 5 years old, Ella.
You're going to be 50 years old?
5 years old.
50? Are you guys ready? Who wants
ready.
To sing happy birthday to Ella?
Me.
Me.
Do you think we should do that, Vincent?
Happy I think we absolutely should
right.
do that.
Oh, happy birthday to you.
Cha-cha-cha.
Happy birthday to you.
Cha-cha-cha.
Happy birthday, dear Ella. Riley, I'm sorry I didn't go as fast as you wanted at the end there. That was really awesome the way you did it. And by the way, Vincent, I like the percussion in the background there.
I practiced.
Yeah.
We're here with Dr. Noise. I wanted to ask you, while we still had some time left, about your collaborations and live concerts with North State Symphony in California.
Oh, I love that. Thank you for asking about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I am a classical music geek. I have a degree in classical music history, and I used to teach it.
Great.
And I play shows every year with the North State Symphony in California. And we do, like, we've done an orchestral version of Banana. Actually, on the next CD, here's a little advanced information. The next Dr. Noise CD that comes out next year actually features the orchestral version of Banana. The North State Symphony recorded the symphonic part, and Nathan Gunn sings the opera star Nathan Gunn sings Banana, Banana.
Wow.
And it was quite hilarious. So we get to do these concerts, you know, for... You know, hundreds, even I think there were more than 1,000 kids there last time.
Mm.
They come in from the schools, and we do everything from Dr. Noise orchestral pieces to Beethoven's Fifth, where we have the kids raising one hand for theme one and two hands for theme two and all sorts of stuff.
Now, is that tied into Grammaropolis?
It is not. Grammaropolis is actually a brand that was started by a friend of mine who taught high school with me. He was an English teacher.
Oh, great.
And he has started this brand, Grammaropolis, which it teaches kids about grammar, and he just invited me to do the theme song for it. But Grammaropolis actually will be on an upcoming Dr. Noise CD as well.
And with the technology and the multimedia, you can get very creative these days doing that, I would
yeah,
say.
Yeah, I highly recommend people to go check out Grammaropolis.com. It's his... he's doing, you know, online things and music and I think books and various things, and it's a really fun way to learn about grammar. There's videos there, so yeah, go check it out. It's good stuff.
That's really
Court's
really good.
A great guy.
You must be having a blast.
I am. I have a, like I said, I have a really rough job. No, to be honest, I feel incredibly lucky. I mean, I get to do this for a living, and I get to hang out with people like Kai and Ella and Sydney and Riley and you. So it's pretty, you know, it's like you said, it's a rough job, but somebody's got to do it. It might as well be me.
It might as well.
It might as well, yeah.
It might as well.
High five.
Oh,
don't knock him over this time.
Oh,
you did it again.
High five. Vincent here, we are rocking in the studio, and Dr. Noise making some noise here in the studio. This is good.
Yeah. That was a truly virtuosic vocal effort by these four children.
We are live. We have about 5 minutes left here. This is Vincent, and having a wonderful time here with Dr. Noise, whose website is www.drnoise.com, drnoize.com. Also upcoming at the New West Fest at the Children's Museum over by the library. You'll be playing this upcoming Saturday.
What do they call it? Kids Music Adventure, I think.
Kids Music Adventure.
Officially call it.
Yes, it's the fifth year.
It's not
and
just a music show. It's
that's right.
A music adventure.
That's right.
Yeah.
It is designed to interactively expose children to music and its inspirational qualities. And you certainly do that, Dr. Noyes.
Oh, thank you.
You certainly do that. And if you get there a little
Are
before
you
the show...
Where
you're playing 4:30 to 5, people
yeah.
can, there's a some workshops where kids can get more familiar with the instruments as well. But you're going to have kids up on the stage, you're going to be interacting, much as you've done here, which has been very impressive.
Well, I'll tell you, on, you know, my wife just reminded me of something I wanted to say about the inspiration. The joy of doing this is that you actually do get to inspire kids to learn some cool stuff. When we did the last symphony show, we, you know, pumped up this Beethoven thing that we were going to do, this interactive thing, and then I turned to the audience and said, "You guys want to hear Beethoven?" And this audience of 800 kids all go, "Yeah!" And the trumpet player after said, "I have never heard kids, you know, get excited about it." And that's what's so exciting about doing this
yes.
is just getting kids interested in awesome stuff.
And awesome stuff. Really awesome stuff. Well, I think that might be kind of good to, what do you think about ending on a song? I think that might be kind of a fun way to go. We've got, I think, time to do, we could either do a live song with you on guitar or we could do You Belong With Me.
Hey, you know what? I think, how about if we all, should we all sing a Beatles song or something
that?
Or
Beatles.
Another document? Yeah, let's do a Beatles song.
And
yeah.
I just wanted to, before we start the song, I wanted to, we're going to go straight into Dennis's song after this song. Dennis's composer sketchbook and great show coming up next. Before we start, I want to thank everyone for being here. Dr. Noyes, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
DrNoyes.com.
These kids are awesome.
Sydney,
Kai
Riley,
and Ella, you guys are
Ella,
awesome.
Kai, great job. And we'd love to have you all back anytime. You let us know here at the Kids Show.
All right. I thought it would be fun to maybe close with a song by a little-known band called The Beatles. You
Who?
Can look them up on Wikipedia. They were four lads from Liverpool. I expect everyone in the studio, kids and adults, to sing the part. You can sing the whole thing if you want, but you at least have to sing, "She Loves You, Yeah, Yeah, Yeah," that part. Are you ready? Here we go. One, two, three, four. "She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. She loves you, yeah, 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 yeah. You think you've lost your love? Well, it's all from yesterday. It's you she's thinking of. And she told me what to say. She said she loves you, and you know that can't be bad. Yeah, yeah, yeah. She said she loves you, and you know you should be glad. So she almost lost her mind." I just want to acknowledge that was a great woo, even though it was not in the right place. It was still awesome, so keep doing it. But now she says she knows you're not the hurting kind, because she loves you, and you know that can't be bad. Yeah, yeah, yeah. She said she loves you, and you know you should be glad. Here we go. Ooh, she loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. With a love like that, you know you should be glad. And now it's up to you. I think it's only fair. Pride can hurt you too. Apologize to her, because she loves you, and you know that can't be bad. Yeah, yeah, yeah. She said she loves you, and you know you should be glad. Here we go. Woo! Everybody sing that. Woo! She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. With a love like that, you know you should be glad. With a love like that, you know you should. Everybody sing. Be glad. Here we go.